bring in Rainy Mike Merrick. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you? Is it raining where you are?
It is not yet. I'm a little bit farther south, so just missing out on it. But
we've been getting pretty good rain off and on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of bands coming through. Most of it is, it's centered around the center of the line between Pennsylvania and New York. So it's a little bit northwest of the center is a little bit northwest of the tri-state area.
All right, so now give us the detail. We'll go to the forecast, then we'll get to some more chat here.
yeah. So, I mean, it's cloudy and cooler today. We'll have showers that will be heavy at times with Nate coming through. It's a 90% chance of showers today. Most of that is going to be happening before 4 p.m. Then it starts to taper off a bit. Taper off in the fact that it's going to be a little bit more scattered but heavier concentrated bands. So basically we'll be seeing around 0.4, 0.6, anywhere between the 0.4 to 0.6 range of precipitation for today. But it does taper off tonight. We'll see the clouds clearing out. And then Tuesday it's going to complete 180 from today. Plenty of sunshine, milder as well. We'll be in the lower 70s today, mid 70s tomorrow. Wednesday, mostly sunny for the day, then a couple of late day clouds and nighttime scattered showers. Thursday and Friday, a couple of passing showers, not too much to worry about though. It's going to be partly cloudy and cooler, down to 60 degrees, so around average for this time of year. And then Saturday, but just back to sunshine with lower 70s. So I would say that today is probably the worst day of the week, with lower 70s and showers throughout the day. But tomorrow, mid 70s and just plenty of sunshine, that's probably going to be one of the best days.
All right, so how much rain are we going to get today?
So anywhere between 0.4 to 0.6 tenths of an inch.
I'll say so a little under an inch then.
Yeah. Average will be around half an inch. If there is any concentrated bands, you can see it up to 0.6. Locally, I would say the highest you'll see is 3/4 of an inch, but that's going to be very rare if it does happen. So around average of a half an inch.
All right. So that's the way that looks.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you do this past weekend?
Hung out a bunch of areas near the tri-state area. Went to a Giants game yesterday.
Now, are you a Giants fan?
No, I'm not.
I am a Giants fan.
Gotcha.
They stink. They're the worst. That's horrible. Did you leave early?
Yeah, we left. We just went to a tailgating party. So.
Oh, so you didn't go into the game?
No. We watched it for the first... for the first quarter.
So you paid, how much does it cost to get into park now?
I'm not sure actually. I think the parking is $100, something like that.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
When I used to go to the Giant games, this is no lie. I had season's tickets, okay?
Yeah, $10 it used to be.
No, $3 when I used to go.
Oh wow.
$3.
Hey, if you got there before 6 o'clock, then it was free.
$100. My God. This is what's wrong with this country. This is what's wrong with this country nowadays. No, really. $100 to park your car to see a football game that the tickets are over $100 each if you go in. Mm-hmm. And hot dogs are like $6 and beers are like $8. This is what's wrong with this country. This is why Muslim world never took up football and sports because they knew that you'd get beat on the head all the time. It's $100 to park a car.
Yeah. Man. I mean, we were with the tailgate party, so we didn't have to worry about that. But, it's ridiculous, to get a parking pass.
When you look at it, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, And what you pay for the seats, if you're a season ticket holder, not only do you pay for the seats, okay? I'm not sure if you understand this. But you pay a fee for the right to own those seats on top of it all.
That doesn't make sense.
And then you get whacked with $100 to park your car?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's why I go do it only with the company tailgates, and I don't worry about anything else other than that.
I was going to say, I mean, it's just, you know, and baseball is just as bad. Baseball is just as bad. I mean, it's.
It's a lot to go through every single time.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. All right. So now, what does the rest of the week look like? You know, are we done with bad weather, or is it going to still hang around?
So today's bad weather is the only one, and again, that's just because hurricane, or at this point, it's Tropical Depression Nate is coming through. But tomorrow it's going to be a lot better. Wednesday is still going to be sunny. Thursday and Friday, it's not too bad. There's be a couple of passing showers. Nighttime, there might be a little bit more rain. But Saturday is all sunny as well. So today is probably going to be the worst day of the week.
All right. So the rest of the week does look okay then?
Yeah, yeah. Much, much better.
Well, that's nice to know. So what are you doing the rest of the week?
Not sure yet. I'm not sure.
What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? You'll probably be in again next Monday.
We'll see. I have no idea, honestly.
He'll come up with some sort of excuse because I think he's kind of getting used to this. You know, this is kind of turned into a fun game for him. Mondays with Pat.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see.
No, really. I mean, how many Mondays in a row is this now?
This is the fourth one.
Yeah. I mean, the fourth one in a row.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, we'll see.
instead of calling it Weather with Pat Pagano on Monday, we'll just call it Monday Morning with Mike.
Yeah, there you go. That works.
Monday Morning with Mike. Well, I'm glad you left the game early. That was a smart decision.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Giant fan and it was terrible. So you're not even. So what team do you like in football?
Packers.
Well, you got a big win yesterday then.
Yeah. We just eked it out, but yes.
Did you watch that one?
No, I just kept track of it.
All right. Well, it was fun to watch.
It's not really easy at all to watch out-of-state games.
The only thing that made me happy yesterday was that the Cowboys lost after the Giants lost because I hate the Cowboys.
I got you.
All right. Hey, have a good week, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
We'll see. Have a good week, though.
All right. Take care. I'm Mike Maron in the Weather Center this morning for Pat Pagano. Mondays with Mike.